Every time we look at Aston Villa, they're just signing a new extension or a new contract with Unai Emery.
I know. They just like to do this.
I genuinely thought that this was old news. The more times he does it, the better, John.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rugby Daily on Off The Ball.
Hello there, and you're very welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily with me, Anne-Marie Donlan. Coming up, assessing how to get the most out of Kieran Frawley, Richie Arnold's red card, and another special tribute to Rob Burrow. But first, attention this week is all on the weekend's United Rugby Championship quarter-finals. Munster take on the Ospreys in Thomond Park on Friday, with Graham Rowntree's side looking to retain their title that they won last year. They were dealt an injury blow on Monday, with Joey Carberry, Tom Ahern and Rory Scannell all ruled out through injury. Speaking to Joe on Wednesday Night Rugby, Fiona Hayes discussed the performance against Ulster last weekend and also their chances of reaching the last four.
That first half, the errors were absolutely crazy. You could get a sense with the crowd that they weren't too happy. It was frustrating to watch. Because we've seen such good rugby in the previous weeks, there were some brilliant moments against Connacht and obviously over in South Africa as well. It's actually unusual in watching the game. I've thought over, you know, the years, or especially this year, how their ruck has improved so much. But against Ulster, especially that first half, I thought they were lacking in resource in the ruck. Fair play to Ulster. They really went after it. But those inside passes that they were given, they were a bit slow to get in there and get those clean outs on time, so it was quite lethargic at times, and I would have loved to have been in that dressing room at halftime to see what Rowntree was saying. But yeah, I agree, especially with Joey being injured now with his finger. It would be Jack Crowley is to be protected at all costs. So you really, this Ospreys team, and I suppose going forward, teams know that they're going to be going out and looking at and trying to get after that 10, as all teams do. But with Munster, we've seen, you know, the impact of the bench, and I think Thomas Ahern gone now, a couple of players, the centres probably is a fair play to Sean O'Brien now. He's really stood up. I thought he did brilliant in the last game, but Rory's spot on, there's a couple of areas of concern, and with them dying out, you're hoping Ospreys, yes, you're hoping for the win, but you're also hoping to get out of there with an injury free as well in Thomond Park.
Leinster, meanwhile, are preparing to take on Ulster in their quarter-final at the Aviva Stadium. That's on Saturday evening. It's been another season of disappointment for Leinster Europe-wise after they lost another Investec Champions Cup final last month. Leo Cullen's side will have many questions. They're without a trophy now since 2021. The province's former hooker, James Tracy, was on Off The Ball Breakfast this morning, and one topic that came up was Kieran Frawley and whether he needs more time at out half.
Frawley needs to be playing week in, week out in a position to become world class at it, or
yeah, but I guess
his role continues as utility really back. Yeah, proficient utility back at covering 12, 10, 15, and if you really need it, maybe outside centre, but definitely 12, 10, 15. And for him, it's, do I risk it all and, you know, request a move to somewhere else? But I think it should probably come from the top down in the RFU, have been like, if we want to build a depth. But you know, I'm sure Andy Farrell's like, I want this guy in who can cover everything. So, yeah, like, I don't want to, you know, necessarily rattle his cage and you know, lose out on a utility player who only has said, I only want to play this position. So it's a tough one for him because he's going to make a lot of squads. He's gonna be an excellent player for Ireland going forward. But from a selfish fan point of view, if we want to have our best players pushing our current starters, he needs to pick a position.
James Tracy there on Off The Ball Breakfast this morning, and to listen to that chat in full, become a member now. Elsewhere, Toulouse player Richie Arnold has been suspended for 3 weeks following an independent disciplinary hearing arising from the Champions Cup final. He was sent off during the game for a dangerous clear out on Leinster's Kian Healy. Despite his red card, Toulouse held on to win the game by 9 points. And finally for now, the Rugby League Challenge Cup final in England between Wigan Monaghan and Warrington, which is on this Saturday, will kick off at 3:07 in honour of former Leeds Rhino scrum half Rob Burrow. The 41-year-old died on Sunday after a 4.5-year battle with motor neuron disease. A minute's silence will be observed before kick-off at Wembley, and there will also be a minute's applause after 7 minutes. And that's all for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you every day for free. But for now, thanks for listening.
Every time we look at Aston Villa, they're just signing a new extension or a new contract with Unai Emery.
I genuinely thought that this was old news. The more times he does it, the better, John.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.